that denotes him as being younger than that. I can't think of it offhand.
Not being a piglin.
not a pigling.
Well, I don't know if you know this. If it was a male pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you'd have to do
castrating.
There were the stiff hairs on a hog's back.
What they call boar bristles.
And the big teeth that they have.
Tushes.
Now the noise that a calf makes when it's hungry or something.
A blate.
As a matter of fact. That's an interesting one. Now what about what?
Do some people call it bleat?
Or ball.
Or ball.
Yeah, one or the other. Uh-huh. Yeah. Some people call it blat. It's just, different
pronunciation.
Now what about a sort of a gentle noise that a cow makes when it's being fed? Do you know that? When it's contented.
A happy
cow sound.
A moo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's the same sort of contented sound except for a horse.
A neigh.
Okay. The name for a hen on a nest of eggs.
That's a setting hen.
Mm-hmm. Now, sort of a portable house for chickens that people call them around in.
A coop.
And that particular piece of chicken that's, it's white meat anyway, has a bone in it that children always want to...
Oh, that's the pulley bone.
Yeah, yeah.
Wishbone is, most people refer to it, but in this area we call it the pulley bone.
Yeah, well, there was, I can't even remember, but there was, for some reason you'd want to get one end or the other.
Yes,
but
yes, and you would, after you finished eating it, then you'd have someone take one end of it, and the one who got the, you'd have a wish, and the one who got the long piece of the bone, yes. That's the one whose wish would come true.
Okay. We never could remember which end it was the most Okay, what about the edible insides, I guess, of a pig that people eat? Some people eat.
Yes. That would be are those called sweetbreads?
Sometimes just the intestines.
Yes. Of course, the intestines are also used for casings for sausages things like that. I think you're having, you have reference to when they're cracklings.
Yeah.
When they're rendered out and made crisp and they use them in cornbread and so forth.
Yeah, uh-huh. What about, have you ever heard chitlins?
Yes. Yes, that's it. Chitlins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten any?
No, I haven't. I've never wanted to.
Yeah, I haven't particularly wanted to. Have you ever heard anybody call cows?
Yes.
Do they call them?
Sook.
Oh, that's the thing that they use. Mm-hmm. And what about when they're using mules to plow?
Uh-huh.
If they want one to go left and they want to go right.
G to go right and haul to go left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about to make a horse start up?
Get up.
Mm-hmm. And to make it stop.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Or to back up. Have you heard?
I haven't heard that.
What about to pigs when at feeding time? Mm-hmm. People call pigs.
I should know that, being razorback.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Woo, big suey.
All those kids in the University of Arkansas.
Yes. If they don't know that, they probably won't make it through the
Yeah, they'd have to learn that. What about when it's time to feed chickens? Is there...